It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Student orders food just so the delivery driver can kill the spider.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Well, it's Monday morning. We always do the weekend box office for you at 7 a.m.
I'm going to guess. I don't know if I could possibly get it right.
Who do you think's number one?
Number one is number two.
That's right. Inside Out 2. And Jay, not only is it number one, but this film is breaking some records.
Yeah, it went crazy, huh?
It grossed over another $100 million in its second weekend.
Man. Yeah.
For a total now of $285 million in 2 weeks.
Yeah, just in the U.S.
That is correct. Yeah, that's just domestic.
Right.
That's that second weekend puts it ahead of Barbie.
Wow. That's Super that's Mario fast, Bros. Yeah.
It's now the biggest movie, second weekend movie ever.
Do you think you'll see it? Is it too much for a four-year-old to go?
I don't think so. No? Here's the deal. I don't remember Inside Out 1.
Right, yeah.
So, and I don't know if she knows that one, but it seems like something we could go to. It's got to be, right?
I mean, how else would you do it? You wouldn't make it so that it's too scary. I just wonder the scary part. Because it feels like there could be some parts and it might be scary.
Yeah, that could be.
Says,
but she likes scary stuff. So, I mean, there's stuff she watches that I'm like, can we turn that off, please? I'm getting creeped.
Nothing overly scary for littles is what it says.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, then there's a good chance I will see it, Jay. Not this weekend. Not this week. Maybe this week. You know what? Why not?
During
Hoop
Fest?
That sounds like a great idea.
You're going to go during Hoop Fest.
No,
you're going to fall asleep during
the
theater.
The weekend.
Yeah.
Those days are over, Jay.
Okay, you're not sleeping in the theater.
I don't even know if I'm going to. No, I'm not going to say that. I am going to go to Hoop Fest this weekend. I just have an out-of-town wedding that I DJ on Saturday in Lewiston.
Well,
and
I'll be down there to support.
You'll be there?
I'll take it for
us. Okay, would you go watch Coop? Thanks.
Sure.
I feel bad because I don't think I've ever missed my son playing.
Well, let me know. I guess I could look up his court, but it'd be easier if you tell me.
Oh, sure. It's that court.
Some of my son's friends are coming into town to play Hoop Fest.
Oh, I love that. So when they get to that age.
Staying at our house, so we'll be following them around, too.
Oh, that's great. But your sons are not playing.
No, they're not.
But their friends are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're coming.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're going to come in and, you know, whatever. And I think the boys are working, but.
Okay, hold on. I had another question. Oh, Slim will be back for Hoop Fest as well.
Oh, I'll have to go watch that too then.
Yeah, he will be back.
I see I already have a busy schedule. It's already my dance card's full.
There it is. I think I'll make it down on Sunday.
That's the day to go.
Hopefully they play after. Now, I'm going to need to sleep. I'm going to need to sleep in. That's going to be a.
Yeah, just do this. Hey, Coop, I'll be down to your game as long as you're still going around noon on Sunday.
Yep, you can play that.
Better hit some threes, buddy.
Sunday. Yes, please.
Hit some threes or I won't see you this year.
Story number two.
It's fair.
So congratulations to Inside Out 2. It's got a lot of records already. Second best domestic opening for an animated film ever. Behind Incredibles 2.
Wow.
So even though it had the biggest second weekend ever, it's still just a little bit behind Incredibles 2 with 295 million. It's only 10 million behind.
I'd say they're doing
it's
pretty
crazy.
Good.
Any chance you'll see it? No.
Right? Not in the theater, probably, no.
That's fair. It doesn't seem like you would. You and your wife, just the empty nesters go in there. Well, the empty nesters, you still have a child living with them.
Right, correct. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And we have an adult living with us.
Sorry. My apologies.
Yeah.
To the adult and to you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do one more for you. I'm trying to get a quick one. How about this? An influencer on Instagram decided what she would like to do is put up an online, you know, boyfriend application.
Okay.
She's a very beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
She has over 5.5 million followers. Said that what she wanted to do was, you know, hey, if you'd like to be my boyfriend,
right?
Here are the things that I kind of want in a man, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to compromise on my needs, you know. Mm-hmm. So send in your applications. She got 5,000 of them.
Wow.
In the first 2 days. The aspiring That's Mr. Wrights were then very sad when she turned down all 5,000 of them.
Just flat out no. She just said kidding.
No to all of them. She's like, you know what? I'd rather be single until I find the man I'm meant to be with.
Oh, boy.
She turned down 5,000 dudes.
But she did get a lot more followers.
It's true.
So there's that.
5.5 million. She probably did get a few new ones.
Yeah, probably didn't need any, but yeah.
Also, what are you thinking when you're filling out that application?
I'm the one. I'm going to stand out. Yeah, I'm going to stand out in this crowd, man.
The good news is, you can't feel bad about it. She told everybody.
That's true, yeah. Misery loves company.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, I got kicked out of a casino once in Vegas.
It sounds so cool, but what happened?
Kevin James.
Oh, I was just walking to try and get to the arcade when I was a kid.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kev.
All right. Well, this one comes from Maddie today. And she says, you know, my husband is almost 30 and he still sleeps with a nightlight. According to him, he's not afraid of the dark, but he just likes to sleep with the light on. It's super bright, and I'm not the best sleeper, so I haven't gotten a good night's sleep in a long time. I tried using a sleeping mask, but for some reason, that really drove me crazy, and it didn't work.
I think I know the reason, by the way. It's something on your face.
Right?
When you're not
used to
it. Some
people love it. Otherwise, I've always thought it felt so... Here's what I don't like. If you hear something, you open your eyes, and it's still dark.
Yeah, I just think people, you know, if you're not used to having something on your face, it might be difficult to sleep.
She says, we've tried turning off his nightlight. He then has trouble sleeping, and he just talks to me all night.
Man.
Has anyone else dealt with this? What can we do? Is there an option that we are missing? That is from Maddie once again. So, I mean, what do you do? Jay, you don't want anything on in the bedroom, right?
Darkness? I mean, a fan, yeah, but darkness, no. I like it dark. But it is funny because my wife will do that thing like, she's like, hey, I'm going to just be on my phone for a little bit. I don't know if you know this, but I get up slightly earlier than she does. Not a lot earlier, and not today, because today we did the thing, by the way, last night we got home, and my wife had picked me up on the way to the airport from here at the station. And when I opened the garage door last night, I realized there was a vehicle missing.
Oh, you didn't. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Now, could you have taken her car today? Because
No, because
she wanted to go to work. Even though work's over.
Yeah, she had to get some stuff done at school. So yeah, so she got to drop me off. But normally, I get up a little bit earlier, and she's always so funny. I'm going to be on my phone if the light won't bother you. And if I say yeah, I go no, that's probably going to bother me. She goes, well, you could just close your eyes. So there's that. Now, of course, you could still see through your eyelids.
Of course, you can.
It's just a joke, but. I was thinking that you could do the motion light, but if he actually needs the light to sleep.
Right. It doesn't sound like it is a.
I don't know about that one.
You know, it's like he just likes to have the light on. I'm not sure that he needs the light to get up and go pee or, you know, whatever.
Oh, the text line. Dump him. He's weird. Okay.
Dump him. He's weird. I don't know if that's the one.
Give him a teddy bear. Oh, you know what, guys? Here's a brilliant answer. Maybe a dimmer light.
That, a few people are saying that.
Genius.
Carissa says, you just need to turn off the light. He needs to break this habit.
Yeah.
Emily says, get an LED strip light off of Amazon that does colors and can dim and put it on the underside of your bed frame.
That's actually what I was wondering. If you just put it like underneath the frame. Yeah.
That is interesting because then if you was on
like
the
really
side
cool
of the
cars,
bed,
Kevin, you know, they have that under lighting. Yeah.
I like that idea, actually. Yeah. I actually might get that for my bed. For no other reason than to look cool. Serena says, try a red bulb. It doesn't mess with your night vision. Allows you to see and can be easier to fall asleep with.
Is she sleeping with night vision goggles on or something? Man. That seems very paranoid.
Others are saying, try a 40-watt bulb.
40? That seems pretty bright still, does it not? 40?
It does to me.
I don't know. I like that. I think the colored bulb under the bed thing might be the best.
That's a really good reason.
I feel like that's a good idea. Yeah. And
Sarah
it's
says,
cool.
This is exactly why I have a spare room with an air mattress. My boyfriend snores or he's wiggly a lot. So sometimes I'm just like, sleeping in the bed with you, bud, is not an option.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. As long as you don't mind sleeping on an air mattress, or maybe he's the one sleeping on the air mattress.
That could have been.
Yeah.
Rick Clark, who solves a lot of Spokane's
he
problems.
He does, yeah.
Says, this is his solution. You said he's almost 30. Remember being a little kid and telling people, I'm 9 and a half. I bet when he turns 30, he won't be afraid of the dark anymore. Hang in there.
The old half year thing is hilarious.
That is weird. He's almost 30.
Yeah, he's almost 30. Good job, bud. How old are you? You know what? That would be great if adults started doing that.
Jay, I've
noticed that the definitely seniors tend to do it more often.
Yes.
Like it's reverting back, you know, be like, totally. How old are you? Well, I'll be 75 in November. And you're like, well that's kind of a long ways off yet.
But it matters so much. Like when you're a little kid,
right.
Those months matter. And when you get old, those months matter.
Absolutely.
The light thing has never bothered me. I can sleep with the light on. I can sleep anyway, really.
Sure.
I mean, I do struggle with sleep sometimes, but it's never related to anything like that I know of. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, the last relationship I had. Buddy.
Are you just talking about in general, or are you talking about the light still?
Oh my gosh, I'm talking about the light.
Okay,
we would go to a hotel.
Okay.
We've stayed in a lot of hotels together. And it would be, she would find, if there's a little tiny, green light on a air conditioning.
Or like a smoke detector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clothes were going over it. Tape was going, something was going over the light. Because she needed it that dark.
Oh, that's hard to do.
At first I was like, man, she's got issues. And then I think I realized what it was.
You?
She was just making sure that she couldn't see who she was sleeping with.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Everybody's name rhymes with another name. Unless his name was Orange, I feel like his name probably rhymed with another name.
I was just, first thing that popped into my mind was Genevieve.
Kevin James.
Genevieve. Steve.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a minute, maybe.
Oh, sorry, Kevin. All right. Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO, and a quick forecast update. We apparently are the only place in the world right now where it's not super duper hot. Looks like we have, Hoop Fest will be plenty warm, but pretty good, I think.
Low 80s?
Yeah, low 80s.
That's
kind of
about as good as it gets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe want 75, but it's not 90 and it's not raining.
Yeah.
So, you got to be pretty happy
and there's
with
something
that.
About Hoop Fest where it feels like it has to, it needs to be a little hot, right?
Well, it's the end
of
June.
That's part of the surviving it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it looks like this could be good. The Hoop Fest weekend right now shaping up. Perfectly, especially when you look at what's going on in the rest of the country where it's just sweltering hot in a lot of places or underwater, which is what, that's one of the things we dealt with when we were driving from northern Minnesota to Nebraska on...
You went through floods?
Friday. They closed the interstate.
I did not see any of this.
They got 15 inches of rain in 2 days, and obviously the ground was saturated. And we had to drive, when you see the videos, or maybe I'll just post the video my wife took. When you see the videos of where the water is rushing over the road.
Yeah.
And you see these people driving through it and you think, what do you think every time?
That doesn't seem safe.
It doesn't seem safe. And as I was driving through it, I'm like, this doesn't seem safe. Like they're taking you off the freeway. It was an hour detour. They're taking you off the freeway. And you're driving on a county road. It's a two-lane county road. And you get to the one place, and you look, and you see all water to the right and all water to the left. And then there's, highway department workers with slow and stop signs letting one lane go at a time. So it's taking forever. and it's just a county road. And the water is rushing over the top of it. And they're just like, yeah, go ahead. Go through it. And I'm like, I'm not sure all these semis that are driving on this road.
Well, they're heavy. They should be fine. It's a little light car you're worried about.
But I'm just talking more about the, like, is the road going to wash away?
Oh, it might have been gone already.
I mean, and I'm in this little, I've never wanted my truck so bad, Kevin, because I'm in this kind of this little crappy little rental car. So it's super low to the ground.
And I know you rented the one that was the $19 a day.
Absolutely.
You were like, whatever the cheapest thing is.
Absolutely.
What was it? Do you even remember?
Yeah, it was a Corolla. It was like what Steve drives.
Perfect. Well, could you imagine producer Steve trying to cross a flooded road?
Absolutely not.
Three different times.
Seriously, three different times we had to go. And the one time, the water's like about, I mean, you could still see the road, obviously, but the water's probably good. Like halfway up the door. This is weird. It was weird.
Yeah, that is.
So, yeah. So, anyway, Hoop Fest weekend looks like it's going to be pretty good, especially compared to all that. Yeah. All right, let's get to some entertainment news. Again, brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Let me see is this the audio you're thinking about with Luke Combs?
Yeah, this is Luke. I can't remember the podcast that it was on now, or the YouTube video, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on YouTube, and it's him talking about the birth of his second son, Bo.
Yeah, his son's 10 months old now.
Yeah, and it happened last summer, and he was just like, he was on tour in Australia, had it all planned out with a due date that he would be there for the birth of his son.
Right.
And then this happened.
He missed.
Because he was born on August 15th in the States. And it was, I got to see him be born, which was awesome. He wasn't born yet. But my wife went, she texted me on the way to the hospital. And he was 2.5 weeks early and I was supposed to be home. And I wasn't. And that was real hard to do.
Dang. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, and the beginning of that, he kind of has a little more setup where he's just talking about the fact that, like, his wife is just like, I'm so sorry. His wife tells him, like, at the beginning of that clip,
sorry.
She's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I tried to hold out. I tried to wait till you were home, and I can't. I'm going to give... You know, so that makes you feel terrible, too,
because
your wife feels terrible. And, you know, like you said, he was able to see her in the hospital or whatever on the phone,
yeah,
but that's
not the same.
Not the same as being there. That's just one of the things of being Luke Combs, right?
I mean, obviously very sweet that, you know, she felt like some sort of obligation to wait, but, you know, I think we all know. You're not in charge of that situation.
Some very sad Luke Combs there.
Yeah, man.
That got him. I don't think he was expecting to get that emotional talking about it, but then he was just like, oh, dang.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the problem. Sometimes that stuff sneaks up on you like that. Wow. Okay. Let me give you this sounds like the most normal guy ever. Jason Aldean talking about cooking. This is just like normal guy Jason Aldean because, you know, you're like, hold on, maybe it won't. There it is.
Bartending is, I can do that. As far as cooking goes, I'm not very good at that. I can grill, you know. I'm pretty good on the grill, but anything I have to cook on the stove, not good.
It just sounds like just the every.
Not good,
this is your everyday guy. Like, I can mix a drink or open a beer, and I can't cook, but I can cook on the grill. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I think that is probably very common for
80%
a lot
of guys.
I fall in the 20%. I do like to cook. I think some of that is just survival. I mean, once I always enjoyed cooking a little bit. I mean, you know, when I was married for years, I cooked then sometimes too, but I don't know. The cooking we did then was like, hey, do you guys want tater tots and nuggets tonight?
Well, we call that assembly line cooking, Kevin, because you've just got a lot of food to get out in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, we're just going to just crank it out. Whatever we get, we get. It's not going to be super fancy. High volume, low expense if possible.
Yeah, and I do like to cook now. And I think it's just, like I said, out of necessity. I am, you know, single. Sure. And so it's like, if I don't cook, I probably ain't going to eat.
Also, what was the deal with Morgan Wallen?
I don't know what is going on. Morgan just like canceled.
Deactivated his Instagram account. No, you can't follow him on Instagram.
I don't know
apparently.
Why. Sunday morning. I don't know what's going on.
Yesterday morning, he officially deactivated his Instagram account. He had 8 million followers. And now people are like, well, obviously there's something big that's coming up because you don't just deactivate your Instagram account. So, obviously the rumor mill has started. Like, does that mean there's something with his legal issue? Does that mean there's something new with his music? Is there going to be, what's the story?
Well, and the other weird part is this might be musically something. Ernest also deactivated his Instagram. Oh. And you think, well, what does that have to do?
Well, best friends.
Ernest and Morgan are like best buds.
Oh. Huh. Should we call him?
Ernest? We don't even have Ernest's number.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
See these sweaters? I bought them for autumn.
Kevin James.
All this great TV I'm going to set on my bottom in the autumn.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What's the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Best part of the weekend, no work off the text line. That's nice. No work is great. A lot of the Jordan Davis concert.
Oh,
best part of the weekend. Neither one of us were able to go. That was
so
a bummer.
Bummed. Because not only was it Jordan Davis, who I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And Jordan just keeps getting better and better.
Right.
You know, the first time we saw Jordan was at the Knitting Factory little show for us. And it was like, he was great. He was our next big thing. And he was good. I really liked his stuff, but his stage presence wasn't there.
Oh, and he just has such a catalog now.
Yeah, we had him at the North Idaho Fair, and he was pretty good. I mean, he had gotten a lot better.
Sure.
And just the stuff I saw from the show at the casino, you were like, yeah, that's a star.
Of course, and our friend Ashley Cook was there. She was obviously has, a number one song in the country.
Love her so much.
She's great.
And then my guy.
She taught us the hand hug when we were interviewing her in Nashville, which we now use all the time around here.
Hand hug.
Yeah.
And then my guy, Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yeah.
I was so bummed to miss it.
Mitchell's hilarious. Love talking to Mitchell. Hopefully we'll get him again this year in Nashville because he's so fun. He's a fun guy. He's a very chill, kind of laid back sort of guy. And then when you get him going, he is hilarious.
He's very entertaining.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of text off of that. Taking my son's friend to Salem to Zips. Okay.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Oh, the first ever Zips. Is that right? Is that what the Salem Zips is?
Yeah, I think so. Gardening. These are all up the text line. Best part of your weekend. Camping. I talked to a guy on the phone just now. They went to Priest Lake and they did a bunch of stuff. Him and his buddies went boating and golfing and all the rest of that stuff. And that was the best part of his weekend. Kevin, best part of your weekend?
Doesn't sound bad at all.
No, it sounds fantastic.
I'll give it to Rowdy.
Rowdy?
And McKenzie.
Oh.
Rowdy and McKenzie. That's whose wedding I DJed over the weekend.
Is that an actual legal name?
Yeah.
Nice.
Rowdy. He's awesome.
Was he?
He's not really rowdy.
Okay, I was going to say, was he rowdy?
He's that guy that you look at and you go... there's an old song from Bobby Pinson that says, "Don't mess around with the little guy that don't talk too much."
Yep.
He's not a little guy. Rowdy's a big guy. But he kind of has that nice, quiet demeanor about him.
Sure.
Very, very kind, very nice. But I have a feeling if you messed with Rowdy or his family, you're going to get all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those
sense.
Guys, you know?
Plus, you shouldn't just mess with a guy named Rowdy. I mean, that just seems silly.
It's absolutely stupid.
Some names are just lend themselves to, I'm not going to mess with that guy.
With all that being said, I would probably not mess with McKenzie even more.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, plus she's a dental hygienist, so I feel like she could just, take you down and then slowly torture you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. There
but
you
they
go.
Had a beautiful wedding. It was very fun. And
what's the toughest sounding boy's name? Boy's names besides Rowdy.
Tough.
Tough is great. Yeah. Rowdy,
I mean,
tough.
T-U-F-F,
yeah,
tough.
Yeah, tough. Yep. Blaze.
Where do we stand on Gunner?
Gunner.
Is Gunner pretty tough?
I know a Gunner that wasn't, but it still sounds tough.
See, I know one Gunner that was very tough, and then I have a friend who told me, well, it's a friend you know.
Okay.
Our friend Ian.
Yeah.
He told me that his mother has recently told him that the other name she was going to give him was Gunner.
Okay.
And it's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard.
Bear? Bear's a tough name.
Oh, Bear is tough.
I know a Bear.
It's very tough.
Yeah. You know a Bear?
I think just the one that you know.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
I don't know him.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Shauna in Kalispell for a softball tournament. Amazing people in Kalispell, she says.
Sure.
Best part of the weekend here was daughter's wedding in Alaska. That seems like that would be fun.
The drive.
You want to find out? You want to find out who it is? Because I'll ask you. Nah, I don't know.
Nope.
Newport Rodeo.
I forgot that was this weekend.
Best part of my weekend, obviously, was just seeing my mom for her 94th birthday. By the way, she and my sister, her actual birthday was yesterday. We saw her on Tuesday night and then Wednesday during the day. And so when we called yesterday from the airport just to say, you know, happy actual
birthday.
I loved the fact that she and my sister went around and got freebies, you know, where you can get your free birthday Sunday.
Did they really?
Or you can get your free birthday sandwich.
Yes, that's awesome.
So they drove around like kids.
Oh, that is fun.
Getting my 94-year-old mother free stuff because it was her birthday. And my mom couldn't have been more tickled. She was laughing like a little kid. She's like, it was so funny because they're like, it's my mom's birthday. And here's my sister handing over my mom's ID. And it's her birthday.
Oh, my goodness. And when you're 94, I got to imagine the restaurants or the bars.
Oh, they loved
it. They had to just be so happy to get you whatever for free.
Yeah, just a lot of joy there for everybody.
That is cool. It's like when the guy's like 28 and he's like, hey, it's my birthday.
Did I get
anything?
Right.
Did I ever tell you, my mom's friend Patty, who, you know, her and my mother are yet some polar opposites, yet best of friends.
Right.
And it's a funny combo, the two of them. But Patty and my mom hates it. But every time they go somewhere where there's alcohol, Patty tells them it's her birthday to try to get a free drink.
Your mom's not a fan of that?
No.
Your mom's just not a fan
of
lying.
She said there's been a couple
general.
Times where I've been like, it's not her birthday. And then Patty gets mad.
Your mom is busting her. It's not really her birthday.
Stop.
Don't give her anything.
A free drink.
Yeah, this is bad karma. Don't lie to get free drinks. And you just see your mom just be like, no part of that whatsoever. No. And Brian off the text line might be the most accurate. What, toughest boy's name?
What is
Sue.
It? Sue. Yeah. You got to work through that one.